Exodus chapter 12. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be to you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak you to all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it. And they shall take of the blood and strike it upon the two side posts and upon the upper doorposts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat of it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roast with fire his head with his legs and with the inner parts. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remains of it till the morning you shall burn with fire. And thus shall you eat it, with your loins girded, with your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is Yahweh's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will slay all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am Yahweh. And blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy when I strike the land of Egypt. And this day shall be to you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to Yahweh throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread, even the day before you shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day shall be a holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening. 7 days there shall be no leaven found in your houses, for whosoever eats that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations you shall eat unleavened bread. And then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out the door of his house until the morning. For Yahweh will pass through to strike down the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel and the two side posts, Yahweh will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses and strike you down. And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to you and your sons forever. And it shall come to pass, when you are come to the land which Yahweh will give you, according as he has promised, that you shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say to you, What do you mean by this service? That you shall say, It is the sacrifice of Yahweh's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he struck down the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as Yahweh had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. And it came to pass that at midnight Yahweh struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne to the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, Rise up and get you from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go, serve Yahweh as you have said. Also take your flocks and your herds, as you have said, and be gone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people, that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, We are all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and clothing. And Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent to them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot, that were men as well as children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, in flocks and herds, and even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt, and could not linger, neither had they prepared for themselves any provisions. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel, who dwelled in Egypt, was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the hosts of Yahweh went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed to Yahweh for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of Yahweh to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. And Yahweh said to Moses and Aaron, This is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat of it. But every man's servant that is bought for money, when you have circumcised him, then he shall eat of it. A foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat of it. In one house shall it be eaten. You shall not carry forth any of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall you break a bone of it. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall travel with you, and will keep the Passover to Yahweh, let all his males be circumcised, and let them come near and keep it, and he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat of it. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, and to the stranger that travels among you. Thus did all the children of Israel, as Yahweh commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. And it came to pass the selfsame day that Yahweh did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. End of chapter.